This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. We are here with Aisha Waheed, mashallah, dear friend and the founder of Ma'roof.
I'm not able to hear you.
Oh, she's not able to hear. Okay. Let's see. We're going to get this fixed, inshallah. For those of you tuning in, I'm not sure if you could hear me or not. Please indicate if you are having any problems.
Hello, are you able to hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. You can't hear me. Okay. Aziza, we are going to fix it. There's an error. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Inshallah. Sabr. We're going to get to it, inshallah.
I think the mic
is on. We're going to see what's happening, inshallah. You still can't hear me? No? Okay. So, inshallah, we will be getting this fixed. For those of you who are tuning in, stay tuned because we've got amazing information to share with you with the founder of Ma'roof organization. I know. We're going to get to it. You know, it's always tricky. It's always tricky when we have the technical issues, and we do appreciate your patience. This is going to be well worth the, you know, your wait and your patience, inshallah. So how are we doing with the sound? We are working on it. Okay. Still no sound. We got to do some sign language.
I don't know what happened.
All right. Yeah, it was going fine. Let me see if people can hear us. Oh, they can hear.
Still no sound.
All right. The problem is
we got to do some.
Others can hear us, but you can't hear me, so we're not going to be able to have a conversation.
Yeah, it's on her side.
What is that?
It's on her side.
Okay. So let me, I'm going to text you, Aisha, and see. Thank you so much, all of you, for being so patient with this. All right. I'm not letting, okay. They can hear both of us. Is there an issue on your side? We were able to hear you a little bit earlier, and inshallah, this is going to be well worth it. I appreciate she can't hear me. Okay. Let's see.
Hello.
They can hear both of you.
Yeah. Oh, but it's just a matter.
They can hear both of you, so it's basically her speakers.
Okay, so
there's nothing wrong. It's her speakers.
Something is wrong with your speaker. Okay, I'm gonna type. I'll type.
Call her on the phone and just.
Okay, here. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for being so patient. I'm gonna call you, and you can hear me. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, perfect. All right. So, assalamu alaikum and welcome. We have the founder of Ma'roof Dallas organization, Aisha Waheed, who's a dear friend. And mashallah, we're so excited to have you on. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. All right. Now I need to be able to hear you. All right. So I think we have it now. So please tell us a little bit about the organization, about Ma'roof Dallas, because we have partnered with you in this Ramadan, a mindful Ramadan. We want to raise awareness and raise funds for this amazing organization that you have. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. So first of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, giving me the opportunity and letting me use this ability to work to serve him. So I thank
MashaAllah. So 15 years of just serving the community and 10 years of Dallas Ma'aruf, and you've been serving the refugees. Could you tell us the demographics of the people that you're helping? And that way everyone knows. I know that you have like this transparency, the policy of being very transparent. And I love that about your organization.
Can barely hear her. Put the speaker on loud and hold it closer to the mic.
When a majority of the refugees that have been coming into the United States, especially in Dallas, this is a hub of refugees where a certain percentage arrive in Dallas, Texas.
MashaAllah. Approximately how many do you have like on your database?
Okay, so when I deal with refugees that are coming in, mainly they're from Syria, Iraq, parts of Africa, Burma, Eritrea, different camps from there may be a different nationality, but coming from a different camp, from a different country. So as we're speaking of refugees, that's kind of where the overlay of diversity of the people that are arriving.
Okay.
It takes in close to 10,000 plus people in our database right
MashaAllah. Now. MashaAllah.
That's the whole process of Ma'aruf, is that it's not a matter of, you know, just going ahead and giving. It's a matter of knowing them one-on-one and make sure that they're comfortable when they arrive here, that they have someone to lean on to.
Right.
And plus, from their financial, from their educational level, from budgeting, from language skills, from employment, from driving skills, from making sure their children have, they have the adequacy of what the schools provide for the children. So it's like, if you kind of give it an idea, it's kind of like you have a brother or sister of your own family coming from another country and then settling them in.
MashaAllah. So from A to Z, you cover everything as far as housing, food, education, getting a driver's license. So you help with in every area. And something else, MashaAllah, I think that's amazing how you're not just addressing, let's say, feeding them. It's not just one aspect. You take them on, like you said, like your actual brother and sister. And this is why, like on the Mindful Ramadan, we're calling it, it's like the Ansar Project, where just like, you know, the people from Mecca came and they just adopted them as family. So I think that this is a beautiful cause. And 100% of the donations of what work, you know, what is being donated is going straight to Ma'aruf for this cause, and alhamdulillah. Tell us about that, inshallah.
So basically, you know, I believe in transparency, right? And if you get 5, 10, 15, 100, 10,000, 5,000, it's not, it's, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in a spot of each of us of what we can give.
Right.
Correct. Now, my aspect of that is that if I'm going to use $100 on the family, I will have to gauge that $100 or where that $100 is really going to take them, right? In the 4 months in the resettlement, we have a process of each month where we make sure they reach sustainability. Take in mind, I don't we don't give the money in their hands and say, here's $100 and you spend the way you want to. It really isn't, that's not the process at all. if they have rental issues and they lost their job and they're not working certain amount of hours, our process is basically looking at all their financials, meaning their bank statements, their check stubs, well, how many hours are they working? Are they working enough hours? Do they need a second job to supplement? Do they need a spouse to supplement them? So it's not a matter of the $500 and here you go, because they're going to be back into that same rut.
Right.
Again.
So you're regulating. You're regulating everything. You're gauging. You're directing. Because obviously there was some, possibly whether it was mismanagement or being in a very misfortunate situation, you are helping them to be, to have a sustainable income, which is so critical. That is incredible, mashallah. I want to ask you also about the, there's some homeless Muslims as well here in Dallas.
Yes. So I'll tell you how Maruf really, the overall of Maruf is people who are displaced. Mm-hmm. So the category of refugees hit Maruf, right? Because they're people of displaced. But then we have people who are homeless who are also displaced. And I honestly, the last 4 years, I didn't realize that I was going to do a dawah type project of working with homeless people, because it, the process actually really applies to them as well.
Right.
So we have something down really well, and let's try to apply it towards the homeless people. And when I went and I actually worked in shelters, in homeless shelters, like from a 4 to 5 hours in shelters, I was amazed on how many Muslim homeless people we had. I was in the notion that I was going to go and help non-Muslims, but I was completely shocked that going forward, I have been working with only Muslim homeless people now. And it's a big need that is arising in our community, because the poverty level is so low. I mean, the poverty level is just falling below and below, right? And some people have a lot of, they were doing successfully well, and they don't know where to come because they're not a refugee.
Right.
They fall through the cracks, and they don't know where to seek help. Now, when you're getting a certain percentage of zakat here and there, it's not...
It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable. Can you share with us one of the stories, a personal story of one of the homeless Muslims that you have encountered, just to bring it home, just for us to really feel what it's like? Because sometimes we just see it as just some numbers, some statistics. But I really would like for our viewers to realize the stories behind these individuals.
So my main thing is that when they, some of the times they, I get a random phone call and say, there's a brother in the parking lot, or there's a sister here, or can you just talk to them? And the way Maruf works is not to hold off. It's an immediate response.
Mashallah.
Like emergency response, it's an immediate response. So I'll give you an example. There was a brother who just came up to me on one fine cold day and came into our office, and somehow he called on a Sunday afternoon, and I just told him, why don't you, he didn't say he was homeless, he just said, I need some help. And I said, why don't you come in Monday morning? When the situation that I saw him in, he was shivering, and I said, okay, can you take me, I was shocked when he said, I'm living underneath a bridge right now. Oh,
subhanAllah.
And I said, this is my first homeless person that I actually have a huge success story with. And immediately we got in the car and I said, I really want to see where you are at. You know, I mean, I have to verify exactly what the story is saying behind what he's saying. So we drove and we found him under a 635 bridge.
Yeah,
and he has a little tent. He's hidden in the woods and in some I can't even imagine, you can't even see that he's over there. And I said, why are you hiding? Why aren't you in a pack? And he said, well, because I get robbed every night, whatever I earn. So I come in the woods, and he has a little tent. He had a urine little container where he hasn't showered for days. And basically, it was just really hard to see that this brother was been living like this for 5 to 6 months.
Wow. And 5 months of living in a tent, afraid that he's going to be robbed and not showering. Yeah. That is horrific. And this is in Dallas, Texas.
This is. And so what we did was we immediately took him out from the tent. So you need to say bye to your tent, take your belongings. Mm. We situated him in an apartment. We had to mentally work with him, like from a mental perspective, from a physical perspective, from a spiritual perspective.
MashaAllah.
And it's just not financially. Financially, I wasn't so worried about because I knew he was going to get the. But from the apartment, getting him a car, getting him a driving license, because there's no credit. He has really bad backlogs. So once we got him with sustainability, we established him. He said he knows how to paint. He's back in Bosnia. He did lots of work, like tile work and so forth. So we started him a painting company.
Oh, subhanAllah.
He is on his feet. He does so much work around the community painting, and that's how he is supporting himself.
MashaAllah, that's an amazing story. So from homeless, being in a tent, to now being an independent entrepreneur. Yeah. So MashaAllah, it's beautiful to hear stories like this. And there are many, many more who need this kind of assistance. And I know that you work nonstop. You're just tirelessly doing this throughout the year. And I know that during Ramadan, it's so much more on you, more effort. And you're feeding how many people on a daily basis, MashaAllah? How many refugees and homeless people?
So it's homeless, refugees, and people who are under poverty level, right? That you and I probably in the community would kind of know that they're not going to be able to. They need help and support. So feeding-wise, we feed close to each day. We're on Saturdays, we have a grand iftar. And just this last Saturday, I'm sure you'll share some videos of it, but we had 350 cards.
MashaAllah.
For an iftar, a box worth of $150 worth of groceries.
Wow.
And the whole reasoning behind Ramadan is each day we're serving close to 100 people, and we serve by physically handing it to them to their homes, because these are people who are not able to make it to our iftars.
Right.
These are people who are disabled, and we don't want to trouble them. They know they're not able to come and receive these items. So we physically go and make sure, just like the Ansar, how it's mentioned.
Yes.
I believe physically working in the work of Allah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So 100 families are being fed a day, 300 cars, but that means, you know, they're, each family has probably four or five. So that's incredible, the work that you're doing. And all of you sisters and brothers watching, you can be a part of this. You can share in the reward. MashaAllah, you're doing the hard work. The volunteers are doing the hard work. And maybe not everyone can come in and join the effort physically, but we can all donate to this cause, and every penny is going to go directly to the individuals who are in need of it. And you can put the link. I'm sure the link is on, and you can make the donation, any amount. And to thank you for the donation, we're going to give you lifetime access to all these amazing lectures that we have on Mindful Ramadan with all these amazing speakers and female scholars. And there's a beautiful workbook that goes along with it, with the quotes and actionable items. We want to just say thank you for joining this effort, because when you donate, it's like the rewards are multiplied and you get it back. I wanted to share a story. There was an opportunity for someone who was very much in need that I gave. It was about probably $150 that they needed. I gave it at, let's say, 9 o'clock. At 10 a.m., I was given it, like, subhanAllah, 2,700 came in to me very unexpectedly. And it was like, subhanAllah, how when Allah says He multiplies what you give. And when you have that yaqeen, you have that conviction that charity, giving in charity doesn't decrease in your wealth. It actually increases it. So when you do it with that intention of helping someone, a brother and sister, and also your wealth is multiplied and you're protected from calamities, because we're all fearful of calamities that could happen, right? We see so much happening. So what have you witnessed as far as like the barakat that comes, the blessings that comes with the line of work that you're doing, mashallah?
So I feel like this is the best gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me in my life.
Mashallah.
And the reason why is that because I'm able to see miracles that happen throughout the day, throughout the years that I had. When you're helping, you're able, and I wanted to let the viewers know, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what our niyyah is, yes, and what we get. Right, and it's amazing how that niyyah that you made your intention of giving, how the barakah, I'm already able to see it when you're helping others. Like some donors would say, can you just make dua that this is the niyyah I'm giving it for? And it's amazing that how I'm the middle person, able to see how it's benefiting the donor and benefiting in need,
right?
And it's just so many miracles happen in that process.
Mashallah.
And that's why I really believe that Prophet said, the act of charity, the act of giving, it cleanses our soul, it cleanses our needs, it cleanses our hardship. And just like how everyone else is watching, I am in that same boat, right? I'm in the boat where I'm looking for the opportunity where my deeds are multiplied.
Yes.
It's kind of like a trying to get all the tokens.
Yes. Yes. You know what I call it? I call it the Ajr jackpot. You can hit the Ajr jackpot because, you know, by donating, and we have the goal is $100,000, inshallah, during this month, because we have live lessons every day with Mindful Ramadan. And every day we're hoping that you will take part in this. And right now we are at $14,269.78. And mashallah, we know that we can reach this target. And I know that you're going to put this to such good use with getting these people on their feet, feeding the families, keeping their dignity, because that is one of the hardest things when someone faces this challenge of losing their home, not having anywhere to turn to, not having job. And what do you do in this situation? And to know that you are here, this organization, and you are going to keep the dignity of the Muslims, and you are going to help anyone who is in a very desperate situation, it's just phenomenal. And I'm so happy and proud and honored to be a part of this.
I'm thankful, and thank you, and I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. You know, it's a matter of, you know, when you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you're not able to, a miskeen will just not come to you.
Right.
You will identify who the miskeen will be. So that's a big job on our part, right?
Sure.
To ensure that we're, and it's amazing that people who are too shy to ask for help, that you have to seek them out. And you have to make sure that they're being, you know, that Allah, that's the dua I make every day, that Allah, let me find the people who I need to help, guide me, make me the robot that we can go out and help each person. And that's where the miracle happens. He connects you with so many people. It's not us. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the dua is being answered.
Absolutely.
Where he's connecting you with so many people that you and I wouldn't even think about during that day, month, or the year that these people have been going through this situation.
SubhanAllah. It's the divine intervention. When you make the dua and you have the sincere intention, it's like, I see those miracles on a daily basis as well. And I love the work you're doing. May Allah reward you. Tell us a little bit of your experience. I know you came on to Mindful Ramadan last year. Share with us, what was your experience with that?
So amazing was that, I think last year was your first year.
Yes.
Hello, you Mindful Ramadan. You launched it last year, correct?
Correct.
The Mindful Ramadan as well. So when I joined, I basically during the day had joined in, and I was so moved by all the speakers that was speaking at that time, because, you know, when you need to learn something from these speakers or situations that women are going through, take in mind, we as well, people who help, we are also tested from mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tests people who He loves the most. And at times, you need that strength, mm-hmm. you need that encouragement, you need something that you're probably also facing in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're good at one thing, but you don't know how to handle the other part right. of it. And so I really found a great intervention when I was last year in the Mindful Ramadan. And there were so many speakers who moved my heart. And definitely, your words always inspire me. But coming towards that whole program and, you know, putting our deen and the aqidah and making us believe that we have to leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that He's the best of all planners yes. and being confirmed. And, you know, we're going to be tested, so we have to push through the test, yes. you know. And it just, that's what it did to me. And I'm going to be very honest. Last year was a very difficult year for me. And some of the times I wasn't questioning the faith, but I was just, okay, how do I push through mm-hmm. this pain, or how do I push through this this other feeling? But it only brings strength to you, right? When you find avenues of how to heal yourself. So, right. Alhamdulillah, right. that's what it's done, and I won't ever forget it, what it did for me last year.
MashaAllah, I'm so happy that it was a source of comfort and inspiration for you. And those of you who are watching in, you can be a part of it as well. It's a Mindful Ramadan, and it's a free program all Ramadan. And if you want to, you know, take part and support this amazing cause of supporting our refugees, our Muslim homeless community in Dallas, we will give you, you know, daily updates about what is happening on, you know, on the ground. What is the mashallah feeding them on a daily basis, the weekend activities? So jazakallah khairan, Aisha. Thank you so much for coming on today. I know you have a lot going on. May Allah give you strength upon strength and good health. And may Allah bless your family, and may Allah remove all the calamities, all the trials, and give you and each family member good health and cure the ill and cure the sicknesses in all of our families, inshallah, and really reward you for the exemplary work that you're doing, mashallah. We're so proud of you, and it's exciting to do this. I can't wait for us to reach this goal and help thousands and thousands of the people in our community, inshallah.
Jazakallah, thank you so much. And that's exactly, it's not the money part so much, but the money is an asset as well. And when you see that, it just gives you the drive of how many more people you're going to help. And I think Allah's preparing us also. Allah is navigating us through where to seek help, and because He needs our hands and legs to do this work. So He's navigating us through for some bigger cause.
And the most important thing, one of the du'as I made at the Kaaba is, Ya Allah, use me in your service. And when I made that du'a, I just saw so many doors open up. And so you just comply. Allah uses us, and inshallah that lots of khair comes from it. All of you tuning in, please be a part of a Mindful Ramadan. Join us on a daily basis to be inspired, because it's all about taking our worship and transforming our character. And part of having a good character and emulating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being charitable during the month of Ramadan and throughout the year, just to beautify our character, because He did come to complete our character. So inshallah, together we can be on this journey. Thank you so much, Aisha. It was wonderful talking with you. And I look forward to all of those, you know, all the iftars and everything that is going on, mashallah.
Inshallah. I have your amana. So I make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that make me use of His service, and and let me die from this service. Aww. So inshallah, you have me 100%.
Jazakallah khair. We need you healthy and alive, and you have so much, mashallah, that you're contributing. And really, may Allah put more people such as yourself with this level of integrity and this level of, mashallah, dedication throughout the year. So thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. You get to see what all of this, why there's such excitement for this project, mashallah. We're going to give you daily updates. Jazakallah khairan.
Jazakallah. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.